Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
If you have been a Christian for even a short period of time, you have likely come upon a point in your walk of faith where you have wondered what the will of God is for your life. Well, I have good news. The answer is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. First, rejoice always. Joy is something that comes from deep within your soul. It is not dependent upon circumstances. You can rejoice even in the midst of trouble. For instance, Jesus said, "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great." You don't have to go out of your way to be hurt by people, but when it happens, you rejoice because of a bigger picture. You have a reward in heaven. Similarly, he told his disciples, "Do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Joy comes from knowing where you stand with your heavenly Father. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the children of God. Next, it says, pray without ceasing. Now, obviously, no one can pray every minute, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It means don't give up on your prayer. Pray until you get an answer. Pray about anything and everything. Then, the point of today's message. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. God's will for you is to be thankful. Now, it does not say to give thanks for everything, but to give thanks in everything. It's easy to thank God when things are going your way. But what about the hard times? You know, I always wonder when I see some athlete on TV thank his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ after winning an event. Why do I never hear the loser say the same thing? Let's face it. Sometimes we find ourselves on the losing end of situations. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Giving thanks in these times of distress comes from the same place that your joy comes from, knowing that you have a secure relationship with your Heavenly Father. Because of that, you can count on good coming out of even bad times. Romans 8:28 says, "We know that God causes all things to work together for good, for those who love God, for those who are called according to His purpose." The next verse tells us that that purpose is to be conformed into the image of His Son. Consider Romans 5. "And not only this, but we also celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us." And James says, "Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." This is not just a lot of Christian rhetoric. Remember the battle cry of the Jesus movement and the subsequent charismatic renewal? It's not religion, it's relationship. If everything in your life revolves around your relationship with God, you will have a completely different perspective. You can give thanks in everything. To forego giving thanks always produces dire consequences. Look what happened to humanity according to Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of people who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them. For God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, that is, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived, being understood by what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. They did not give God thanks, and it led to serious consequences. And then Paul tells Timothy about the end times. In the last days, difficult times will come. People will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, slanderers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness although they have denied its power. Right in the middle of this list of ungodliness is the word ungrateful. From the beginning of humanity until the end, ingratitude is destructive. Thankfulness is essential to the human condition. So, this Thanksgiving, let's go back again and take a look at the very first Thanksgiving holiday, long before the pilgrims. A day of Thanksgiving was declared in the book of 1 Chronicles. Then on that day, David ordained Asaph and his brothers to give thanks to the Lord. Asaph was the chief musician, who along with David wrote several of the Psalms. He founded one of the first music academies and was one of the earliest worship leaders with one of the first worship bands. Let's look at the Psalm of Thanksgiving in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. The reason for this celebration was that the Ark of the Covenant had been brought back to David's hometown. Yes, the same Ark that Indiana Jones was after. The Ark originally contained Aaron's staff, the tablets with the Ten Commandments, which Moses brought down from Mount Sinai, and a golden jar of manna. As you may recall, the tablets had been broken, and we have all broken God's commandments. The golden lid of the Ark was called the mercy seat. Once a year, the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies and sprinkle blood from the sacrificial lamb over the mercy seat to atone for the sins of the people. 1 John 2:2 says, "He is the propitiation for our sins." Propitiation is another word for mercy seat. Jesus was the Lamb of God whose blood was shed to atone for the fact that we have broken God's law. The first thing we should give thanks for is that Jesus died for us. Make his deeds known among the people. Thank him publicly. Lift up holy hands in the sanctuary and give him praise. Don't be ashamed to say grace in a restaurant. Did you know that the same Greek word translates into English as grace, thanks, and gift? We say grace to give thanks for the gifts God has given us. And Paul tells Timothy that giving thanks for food sanctifies it. That is why we say grace. That is why we give thanks. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. The next time you are in corporate worship, let your heart be full of thanks for all he does. Speak of all his wonders. When you see the wonders of creation, the stars in the sky, the mountains, the oceans, the forests, and all the beautiful creatures that fill them, thank him for his creation. Boast in his holy name. Romans 10:13 says, Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, "You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Acts 4:12 says, "There is no other name under heaven that has been given among mankind by which we must be saved." Philippians 2:9 through 11 says, "For this reason God highly exalted him and bestowed on him a name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." It's the name above all names. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be joyful. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Jeremiah 29 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for prosperity and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And Jesus said, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you." Remember His wonderful deeds which He has done, His marvels and the judgments from His mouth, you descendants of Israel, His servant sons of Jacob, His chosen ones. Take inventory of your history with Him and give thanks. Thank Him for answered prayers. Thank Him for your family and your friends. Thank Him for adopting you into His family. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Thank Him for His justice, even when the world is unjust. When Abraham was negotiating with the Lord about Sodom, he said, "Shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly?" When someone asks me, "How's the world treating you?" I say, "The world doesn't always treat me right, but God does." Remember His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which He made with Abraham, and His oath to Isaac. He also confirmed it to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, "To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance," when they were only a few in number, very few, and strangers in it, and they wandered from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people. He allowed no one to oppress them, and He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, "Do not touch my anointed ones, and do not harm my prophets." Thank Him for keeping His promises. Here are some of His promises to us. "Where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you always, even until the end of the world. I am coming again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, you will be also." Stand on His promises. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim good news of His salvation from day to day. Thank Him for the gospel, the good news. Jesus commissioned us to preach the gospel. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Tell of His glory among the nations, His wonderful deeds among the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Thank Him that there is no one like Him, the uncreated Creator. Strength and joy are in His place. Let your thanksgiving be joyful, even full of laughter. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Ascribe means to give credit. Give him credit for all he has done in your life. Give him the glory. Bring an offering and come before him. Tithes and offerings are an act of gratitude for his provision, which in turn produce thanksgiving. Paul tells the Corinthians, "You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." Worship the Lord in holy attire. Colossians 3:12 says, "As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Now that is holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Let the heavens be joyful, and the earth rejoice. And let them say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." Let the sea roar and everything in it. Let the field rejoice and everything that is in it. Then the trees of the forest will sing for joy in the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Romans 8 says, "The whole creation eagerly awaits the return of the Lord." Give thanks that he is coming again. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, thank God for his mercy. Where would we be without the mercy of God? Then say, "Save us, God of our salvation, and gather us and save us from the nations to give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise." Thank God for saving us. He saves us from our enemies. He saves us from ourselves. He saves us from our sin. He saves us from sin's consequences. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Thank God that he is always there and he never changes. Then all the people said, "Amen," and praised the Lord. We have so much to be thankful for. He gave his Son for us. His creation is wonderful. His name is powerful. He lets us find him. He has done great things. He is just. He keeps his promises. He brings good news. He is the one true God. He gives us joy. He deserves glory. He provides for us. He purifies us. He is coming again. He is good. May your heart be full this Thanksgiving. Give him thanks in your quiet time and give him thanks in public. And maybe try something a little different this year when you gather around the table with your family and loved ones for a Thanksgiving dinner. Have everybody go around the table and give thanks for one thing. That might be a life-changing, family-changing event. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is Jim Barrier with Since You Asked.
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.